Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Okay, you're back in the sports bar, and the band is back together. We welcome in the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we've all had our time here this summer. Gino, fresh from the Cape. I was in Europe. And you completed a bucket list item that I think a lot of sports fans have. You visited all Major League ballparks, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe you have a power ranking of the best ballparks out there. Welcome back into the sports bar, PJ.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, good to be with you. Missed you a couple weeks off. Completed all the ballparks, been to all 30. Took me and the fam, my mom, my dad, my brother. We started 20 years ago, and we hit our final three. We were in Texas for the last two, and then Arizona for the last one. So those were our three. We ended with the Diamondbacks. My top five of the ballparks, you guys. San Francisco with the Giants at Oracle Park is number one. Mm. The Pirates with PNC is number two. Wrigley is number three with the Cubs. Camden Yards with the O's is number four. And the Mariners is number five. Wow. So, the Giants and the Pirates, I think, are definitely the top two. I think people that want to make the argument for Pittsburgh being one, I think it's totally fair. Because what I've noticed, you guys, with all these parks, right, is that they either have a nice skyline with most of the parks, either all the ballparks are on like a body of water, or they're off like a lake or something like that, they're off a river, or they're either in a dome or they don't really have a skyline. Those are pretty much the three parks. And Pittsburgh's the only one that has the skyline and is also off of a body of water as well, which makes it really nice. But we love the Giants the best. Anybody who's ever been to a game in San Francisco, I think, can attest to just what a great place that is to catch a game. So that's my top five.
Yeah, top five. Which ones would be, like, in terms of ballpark, surroundings? I'm a Met fan, but Citi Field right now, I don't know what to do after the game. They're working on that, where there'll be development. But I've been to Fenway, and that's part of the charm there. You want to walk down Yawkey Way and do some things like that. So what parks, PJ, would you say would be ranking high in your category there?
Yeah, so Fenway, Wrigley, Gene, very similar, right? Obviously, parks that are over 100 years old, they're in neighborhoods. And the renovations, especially with Wrigley, for anybody who's kind of been in like the last 6 or 7 years, they've built so much around the park. They got a new sports book now. They have new restaurants. They've built around the stadium. So those are two really good ones. St. Louis, I mean, it's such a great ballpark and such a great ballpark city, right? We talk about Cardinal fans a lot and how much they love their baseball, but they have something called like Ballpark Village, where right outside of Busch Stadium, they have like an area with a bunch of bars and restaurants and just a great place for people to watch the game. So I thought that was one of the better ones, was the Ballpark Village around there. But for me, guys, like something that puts stadiums towards the top is I love good like downtown ballparks, like parks where you have to drive a little bit out of the city to go see the game. Don't love as much. Kansas City is a really nice park, Kauffman Stadium. I have it in the top 10. But, it shares the parking lot with Arrowhead, and there's nothing around it. I mean, there's no bars, there's no restaurants, there's no hotels. It's just a big parking lot, and it's like a 15-20-minute drive outside the city. So any of those parks that aren't in downtown, I don't love as much. And, like you, Gene, I can appreciate it when you got a park in the city and there's stuff to do right outside the stadium.
All right, I got to ask you one more here, PJ, because I know there's a lot of ballpark chasers, if you will. we got to talk about the dumps, right? Like, did you have Oakland at the bottom? I mean, it doesn't exist anymore, but which parks are you like, not at my top of my list here, but which ones need some work here?
So it is important to mention I have not been to the new Marlins. I have not been to the new Braves. And then obviously I haven't been to Sacramento where the A's are now, and I haven't been to the Yankees spring training park where the Rays are playing this season. But of the ones I have been to, the old Marlins I had ranked as dead last, sharing the stadium with the Dolphins when they would used to do baseball and football there. Oakland, like you said, Gene, when they were playing at the Coliseum with the Raiders and the A's, that was there. And then the Trop as well. I mean, those three ballparks, they're just dumps. You know, I mean, there's not much going for them. They're not very nice. The attendance is low. And two of them, you know, shared with the football team, so they weren't great. And then Trop, there's not much going for it. It's outside of Tampa Bay. You have to drive out of town. That's why they don't have great crowds for it. Old Turner Field, where the Braves used to play, didn't have much going for it either. That was it. That was towards the bottom. White Sox, I will say, had really good food. And what was cool about White Sox is it's the only park where when you go into the concourse level, you go through the turnstiles, enter the gates. When you're walking through the ramps, you can see the opposing team like take batting practice in the cages, like when they're inside, which is a pretty neat feature. But other than that, it's not all that great. It's, you know, it's on the south side, which isn't as great as the north side where the Cubs play. So I had those three as the bottom five, but yeah, Rays, A's, Marlins for me, those are the bottom three.
Something happened to me last night as I was watching sports. I found myself watching for the first time ever the A's playing baseball in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And Gino, when they show the stadium,
it looks like Frontier
a little bit. It looks like a minor league. Yeah, it looks exactly like it. I'm like, this is a sad state of affairs for Major League Baseball, knowing that you have a professional team playing an entire season, if not more, in a minor league stadium. PJ, we want to, as we're approaching the All-Star break here, we want to kind of look ahead to the rest of the season, and a lot can change between now and the season's conclusion. The trade deadline is still coming up. But is there value to be found in the futures market? Because we're seeing a team like Toronto kind of rise up in the AL East and claim possession of first place. And you know, maybe it has to do with the schedule. Maybe it has to do with them being a pretty good ball club. But is there value right now in the futures market as far as winning a division, making it to the World Series in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think definitely in the American League, it's certainly more up for grabs, right? I think we've been talking about this for much of the season, where the National League, you have so many really good teams with the Dodgers and the Padres and the Phillies and the Mets. And just the way the American League has worked out, I mean, the Tigers have really been the best team in the AL from the start. The Yankees have really fallen off. The Astros have started to play a lot better. And then, as you mentioned, the emergence of Toronto winning 10 straight games. I think if you're looking for futures, the American League is probably the way to go. I kind of like the Astros, you guys, at +375, right? We all kind of are waiting for the dynasty to be over and for Houston to fall off. But, I mean, there are two starting pitchers with Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown's a great 1-2 punch. Their bullpen's good. Their lineup is obviously experienced, and I expect them to make a move or two at the deadline. So I like Houston there, +375 to win the American League. That would be the future that I would look at in the AL. National League, again, you guys, I think probably the Padres would be your best bet at 20-1. There's value on them to win the National League just because right now they're battling to just make the playoffs. You know, they're battling to make the wild card. If the season ended today, the Padres would be on the outside looking in. They're one game back of the Giants for that final spot. So the price with San Diego, I thought them and the Dodgers were the two best teams in baseball last season, and there really wasn't a lot of roster turnover with San Diego. You know, they lost a couple of bullpen pieces. They lost Profar to the Braves as well, but, man, their lineup's still really good. Their starting pitching is starting to get a little healthy. Darvish is back. Michael King's going to be back to go along with Cease. So, Danger, at this point here, July 9th, looking for futures, I'd say Houston American League, San Diego National League, two teams I look at.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Exactly a getaway Wednesday here in the majors. We've got two games in action. Dodgers, Brewers, scoreless in the fifth. Jays looking to make it. How many now? 10, 11? I'm losing count here. Jays up on the White Sox, 1-0 as they're in the fourth. So, PJ, with the exception of Giants and Phillies coming up a little bit, everything else on the lights tonight, are there any plays in the majors that you like here tonight?
I'm rolling with the Marlins, you guys, tonight at plus 120 on the money line against the Reds. The Marlins have won 10 straight road games, and they've won all those games as underdogs. It's the longest streak in baseball, and nobody's really talking about it because it's the Marlins. But they've been unbelievable on the road, and they've been great as dogs. So you're always afraid of this, right, with a trend like this and when it's long to kind of jump in on the tail end and be the person that bets it and finally loses. But look, until they lose, I think that's a good bet to make at plus 120. So I like the Marlins tonight as dogs. I think they're a good bet. I like the Rangers tonight on the money line as well at minus 120. They're favorites on the road in Anaheim. Kumar Rocker against Kyle Hendricks, two pitchers that have kind of been up and down this season. But the Rangers offense should do pretty good damage against Hendricks tonight. So I'm looking for them to score some runs and win the game. So I like the Rangers on the road. And I like the Marlins on the road tonight as well.
Hey, PJ, just quickly, because we spend the majority of our time talking baseball with the Yankees and the Mets and the kind of division that we have here in our town with fans of both teams. What's your take on how both teams have performed here over the course of the last couple of weeks? We know the Mets now back in a first-place tie with Philadelphia and, of course, New York winning two in a row, but also now 3.5 back of the Blue Jays, who just got off a four-game sweep just a couple weeks ago.
So I definitely like the Mets better. I think the Mets are the better team between the two. I think they got a good manager as well. Obviously, the thing with the Mets has been how good their pitching has been up to this point. You know, yesterday was the first time that Clay Holmes has given up 5 earned runs the entire season, and it comes on July 8th. So their pitching's really good. Alonso's obviously having a great year. Soto's starting to get better. They've been awesome at home. They're 33-14 at home this season. So if I'm choosing between the two, it's definitely the Mets. I am concerned about the Yankees. Judge is obviously unbelievable. Outside of him, though, you really don't know what you're going to get from all those guys. Fried and Rodon have been really good at the top of that rotation, but they're obviously really missing Gerrit Cole. We knew they would at some point, but they're missing his presence. Luis Gil's supposed to be back here at some point, and the Yankees are hoping that he can return to his form when he won AL Rookie of the Year. But I definitely like the Mets between those two. I think there's a chance the Yankees can still win that division just because, again, like the Blue Jays have won 10 in a row. At some point, they're going to go through their losing streak. What's interesting to note about the Yankees, you guys, they're not going to play any more games this year that start after 8 p.m. Eastern time. They're done with their West Coast road trips. They don't have to go to Colorado. They already played them earlier this year in Denver. So the Yankees are just playing on the East Coast or the Midwest. And that limit of travel, I think, is going to be huge for them. While obviously some of these teams are going to have to make trips out on the West Coast in August and September when they're trying to win division races. So that's going to be a big thing for the Yankees that I think might pay dividends towards the end. And I think they're in a good spot, right? They're starting to go through their slide. The Blue Jays are obviously having their kind of moment right now. I think the Yankees can still win that division, but long term, I'm backing the Mets more so.
PJ Glasser, our guest here. It's been a little bit since we talked, PJ. Last time we talked, I don't even think the NBA Finals had wrapped up. So now that we're looking ahead to next year, now that we've had some movement here in the offseason, now that we look at the Eastern Conference, it's like, well, are we really thinking the Knicks are going to take that step forward? Do we like Cleveland? We know Boston has certainly lots of questions and turnover there. Your thoughts on the futures market right now when it comes to the Eastern Conference and the NBA? Because this came up yesterday when we were kind of looking at Orlando, how they're locking guys up, and they've got this fun young team. But you know what we're looking at, we're like, wait a second, they have the third best odds in the East. It didn't seem like great value there for the Orlando Magic. What are your thoughts on the Eastern Conference of the NBA, PJ?
Not good value, Gene, and it continues to go down. I mean, on BetMGM right now, it's plus 400. You could have gotten Orlando at like plus 550. So I mean, for a team that's never even been out of the first round of the playoffs, I don't know how you can bet them at plus 400. I understand all the injuries. No Tatum this year. No Halliburton. So the Pacers are going to be down. The Celtics are going to be down. We know Lillard's no longer on the Bucks, even though they still have Giannis. They're probably not going to win the East either. You guys, I got to be honest with you. This is one of the more fascinating futures markets I can remember because it feels like all of the teams towards the top you want to fade, right? Yeah. I mean, the Cavs, like, we've seen Donovan Mitchell be on really good teams as the best player, and it just hasn't worked out yet. The Knicks probably are the team to beat. But now bringing in Mike Brown as the new head coach, what is that going to look like? Orlando, as you mentioned, I've heard a lot of people that like them, and I think it makes sense. Again, though, to make the jump of a team that hasn't even got it out of the first round yet to winning at least three playoff series and going to the finals, I don't know if I can get there at plus 400. To me, fellas, I think Philadelphia is the bet at 11-1 because in the East, you're looking for upside. And I've always been the guy to say I'll never trust Philly as long as Embiid's their best player because you just don't trust them to stay healthy, right? But I ask you guys, of all the teams in the East, if I promised you that all of those teams were going to enter the postseason and play the postseason fully healthy, I mean, which team would you take? You'd probably consider Philly, wouldn't you? Could argue Embiid's probably the second-best player in the Eastern Conference. We know Maxey's awesome. Nick Nurse has won an NBA championship. I mean, we'll see what they get out of Paul George this season, but it can't be much worse than what they got out of him last year. So I think it's Philly for me because in the East, I'm looking for teams with upside. I'm looking for teams that have star caliber players. And again, I know it's a lot of ifs, but that's why they're 11-1. If Maxey and Embiid are available and they're playing good in the postseason, I think they're as dangerous as anybody. So Philly would be my look in the Eastern Conference.
No love for the Pistons.
You know, they're interesting, too. I kind of think they're like a little less version of the Magic, right? They've been so bad for so long. They kind of have their player now that they're building around, right? Kind of Cade is what Paolo is to Orlando. It does just feel like they're kind of missing that second piece, right? Orlando has Wagner to go along with Paolo, and now they have Desmond Bane as well. It feels like the Pistons need to make that big move. They need to bring in somebody else to go with Cade Cunningham. I like their team. I think they're going to be in the playoffs again. I think there's a chance they could win a series. I don't know if I can pick them, though, to win the East unless they make a big move, bring along another player to go along with Cade.
What do you think Vegas is thinking about the inevitable, meaning Giannis? I don't know if he gets moved this summer. I'm not sure if he gets moved at some point during the season, but I can't see him playing long-term in Milwaukee. If he gets dealt, PJ, how do you think the market will react?
Well, the Rockets were definitely one of the teams that we thought could go after Giannis, and obviously that they've gone after Durant. You can probably throw that out of the loop. We know the Knicks have been super aggressive here the last couple off seasons to try and go after stars with Bridges and Towns. So don't know if they're going to quite do it again. It's tough, Gene, you know, and that's part of betting sometimes in futures is when you have stars like this that there is a chance that they can get dealt, you kind of try and pick out some teams where you think could be some landing spots and try and get some good numbers to beat the market. So I kind of do think Giannis is going to end up staying this season, right? They got rid of Dame. They brought in Miles Turner. And look, Giannis wants to win a championship. If you're going to the Western Conference, unless it's maybe San Antonio, you're probably not going to win a championship with how good the West is. Again, if you stay in Milwaukee, like, there's really not a team that scares you. Like, there's no OKC over in the Eastern Conference. So I think for at least this season, with the landscape of the East, Giannis probably ends up staying. But, I mean, Gene, yeah, if he gets moved, I mean, you're still talking about one of the three best, maybe five best players in the league. So the market's definitely going to react, especially if he goes to a team like San Antonio, where you already have another top player in the league.
Just made a note to move ahead to March when we do our Baltimore's bracket. Paolo Banchero. Yeah. Paolo Banchero has to be, I mean, that might be a one seed. It could be a one seed. PJ Glasser, he's the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, joining us from Baltimore here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. PJ, before we let you go, you're always gracious with your time. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to let our audience know how they can get more of your work.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it. Check out Send It In, as always, Mondays through Fridays, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're only a 30-minute show, but we're fast-paced, no commercial breaks, and we just talk about everything going on in the world of sports. You know, obviously, we're starting to preview college football now, getting to the NFL. We're previewing one team every single day in college and the pros. It's interactive, so we love for people to watch the show, chime in. You can follow us, watch us at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, and on X as well. So we encourage you, and we would love for everybody to check out the show and tune in.
PJ Glasser, always great stuff, and you know, definitely check out his show. PJ, appreciate the time today, buddy.
Thank you, fellas. Good catching up with you. Talk again next week.
You got it. He is the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser, and Insider Calls always presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
All right. So thinking about, can we go back to baseball here for a second? Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's PJ. He doesn't care. Like, the Mets are a better team compared to the Yankees. I think the Yankees have the biggest variance right now. And it really depends on Brian Cashman. Like, if Cashman can go out and get a few pieces, there's no reason they can't go get a third baseman. There's no reason they can't get another starter. There's no reason they can't fortify their bullpen, but they've been reluctant to do that in recent years. Okay, they traded for Jazz Chisholm last year. Good for you.
So they could either be a World Series team.
Or they could find themselves out.
Or they could bounce, get bounced in the first.
Or no, no.
Or miss not even make, miss the playoffs altogether.
Miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take it by what PJ said in his futures, in our futures conversation, that if there was a team in the American League or the National League to beat either the Dodgers or the Tigers in the American League, I'm going to go with the Astros since he had them in, as his pick for the future, and I would also say the Padres. He still believes the Padres and the Dodgers are two best teams in the National League.
Are the Padres the Buffalo Bills right now of MLB? Because they're young, people like them. They haven't gotten over on the Dodgers. They didn't get over on the Phillies. Like, they've been knocking on the door. They will be there again in the postseason. There's a reason why you could like, because once you get in, okay, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And I will disagree with him on this. Darvish, if that's the hope.
Looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good in his first outing back. I think it's the Phillies. If there's a team that can take down the Dodgers in the National League, I think it's the Phillies. And I'm a Cubs guy saying that. I think the Phillies, just more seasoned, better arms, just all around, just a better roster.
They have the 1-2, but Ranger Suarez is dealing, so that makes up for the loss of Noah and Wheeler, too. What is the problem, as always, though? Example last night, they don't have a closer.
Mm.
Granted, that was a pretty freaky way to lose last night to the Giants, their walk off inside the park homer.
Yeah, it was an interesting night last night. Flipping through, I'm watching games. The Yankees go to a rain delay, so I switched that off and wait for that to kind of pass. And then later in the evening, as I was waiting to go pick up my kid at the airport, flight was delayed. I had to go to the airport after midnight.
Yeah.
So I'm forcing myself to stay awake. And I'm like, oh, the A's are at home. And they're playing. And I hadn't seen a game in Sacramento, highlights. But, you know, just watching. I'm like, this is kind of a joke.
The lighting is weird. Like, our stadium in Rochester is nicer than the one they have in Sacramento. Like, but they didn't really have any options. Like, what else were they going to do?
It's small. You know, they opened the game with an inside the park home run, and I know that this isn't the fact. 90 feet is 90 feet, but I'm thinking to myself is like, yeah, of course he hit an inside the park. He's playing in a little league field. Of course he hit it doesn't feel like a major league field. It didn't feel or look like a major league field because it's not. And it just took a second for the eyes to adjust to what I was seeing.
Really? The Mets were out there, and so were the Yankees. But when I'm watching the Mets series, like, Nimmo hits a home run to right field. Do you see where the ball goes? No. Because it lands in a tree. Like, literally, there's a tree in right field, like, outside the wall. Like, what? Okay.
Although, at this time of year in Sacramento, it could have just vaporized and nobody would have known. I mean, you're talking about temperatures of 110 degrees. It's ridiculously hot. Fun conversation with PJ. I always appreciate him making time for us and giving us some winners. Check him out and Send It In, the BetMGM Network Search him out on YouTube and on X. Next hour, Jim Riley, Ball Cap Sports, will stop by, and we'll have more Major League Baseball discussion. I want to find out from Jim the origins of his Jays fandom, because he's a 585 guy in Baltimore now, doing great work on Ball Cap Sports on YouTube. But what made him a Jays fan? Was it proximity more than anything?
Yeah, I see, the reason why I think that we don't have Jays fans here in Rochester, because you don't see it on TV. It's easy to become a Yankee fan, a Met fan, even other teams. But the Jays are never on TV because of the border. Like way, way back, they used to be on a lot. Now you can hardly find them. So, yeah, I'd be curious to know how that all originated.
First place team, I guess maybe seeing them a little bit more moving forward.
Well, you know, good for them, but let's be real here for a second. It's the Angels, the White Sox, and
Okay, sure.
You swept the Yankees. Good for you on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that you have to apologize for a win. And last check, I think they were down to the White Sox this afternoon.
Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, so we'll get Jim Riley on from Ball Cap Sports next hour, and we'll continue our Major League Baseball discussion. Before we get to that, let's give away a free pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, who's coming to KeyBank Center September 21st in Buffalo, courtesy of Live Nation. If you want to win these tickets, be caller 5 now at 585-866. For FAN 866-4326. You can get your tickets to see Adam Sandler on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them for free if you're caller 5 at 866-4326. Good luck from the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.